The Kayenta Arts Festival took place this week with many diverse artists gathering to present their work. UPR reporter Chris Holmes was there and spoke with Gail Bray, a spokesperson for the Kayenta Arts Foundation, as she outlined how the 14 years of the festival have culminated in an array of opportunities for the independent artists of Southern Utah.
We've had this Coyote Gulch Art Village. We've had different productions put together. We've had art in Kayenta. This is now the 14th year for the Art Kayenta. The Kayenta Arts Foundation has started. The Kayenta Center for the Arts is groundbreaking and building. And if you really take a step back and look at that whole, the holistic and the totality of all those art events going on here, it's been wonderful.
In the Kayenta Arts Foundation, independent and diverse artists find a means of expression. Again, Gail Bray.
And it's really about a celebration of diversity. So I guess you could look at the keywords as far as independent artistic expression as well as diversity. And now we're going to have a Center for the Arts to show for that.
One of the most popular events at the festival, according to Holmes, is the Quick Draw competition, which this year featured 16 artists. Bray explains how it works.
The artists are under the gun that they have to sit and create something original and beautiful in 90 minutes. And that's just mind-boggling to me. But they do it, and they do it really, really well, and the crowd cheers them on, and they cheer for them, and then the artists sit back and nervously wait as their piece gets auctioned off. And it's all to support the Kayenta Arts Foundation.
The festival began last Friday and ran through Sunday in the village of Kayenta in Ivins, Utah. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.